In case it sneaked up on you, Thanksgiving is just a week away. Some of us are panicking. So we thought we could turn to Shirley Corrier for some cooking advice. Not only can she give you recipes for a great Thanksgiving dinner, she can explain the science and chemistry behind the techniques. Corrier is the cook many restaurant and test kitchen chefs call to explain why a recipe is failing and how to fix it. She's a former biochemist and a contributing editor of Fine Cooking magazine. Her book, Cookwise, The Hows and Whys of Successful Cooking, won the 1998 James Beard Award for Food Reference and Techniques. She also has a new DVD called Kitchen Secrets Revealed, which is available through her website, ShirleyCorrier.com. Terry Gross spoke with her after Cookwise was published. She asked Corrier to explain some of the principles that will help us make a better turkey.
Well, my absolutely favorite thing to do with turkeys and with large roasting hens, and I've even done it with shrimp, is to soak them in brine. Now, this is what I do, say, with the large hen. I would use like a full cup of salt. Now, with the turkey, the smaller turkeys, I'd go with a cup and a half of salt and put them in a large container that I could cover it with ice water and keep it in the refrigerator overnight. Then before you roast the turkey, you want to rinse it very well, get all the surface salt off. And it is astonishing how much juicier turkeys are prepared in this way. And they've weighed birds, you know, before and after brining, and they gain weight significantly. And you can certainly see it in the incredible juiciness.
Now, what principles determine how long to cook a turkey and what temperature to roast it at?
Well, now, I think anybody you ask is going to have a different answer on this. And I'd certainly advise people, if they have a system that has worked, stick with it. Some things to remember. The leg and thigh meat has to be cooked to a higher temperature than the breast, and this is a real problem. Those legs and thighs actually taste metallic and slimy if they're not cooked over 165 degrees Fahrenheit. And then the breast, on the other hand, which is the broad expanse that gets the most heat usually, that starts drying out anywhere from 155 up. It's getting drier and losing more moisture. So what I try to do is arrange it in the pan so that I can actually move the whole pan and the bird over to one wall so that it's near the hot wall of the oven to get that leg and thigh cooked well. And then I divide the time, and then I push it over to the other wall so the other leg and thigh get some extra heat on the cooking time. I think everybody's oven varies dramatically, and it's just impossible to give correct times, I believe, and temperatures. We can talk a little bit about temperatures. I like to start at a very high temperature and then turn the oven down for slower cooking. I want to get the outside hot. Get things really going, and then turn it down so that it cooks more slowly to stay juicy and tender inside. So I would say I would actually start a bird maybe 450, 475. And if the bird's not too big, I start it breast down then do these to both sides and then flip it over.
You are an advocate of a good thermometer. How do you use the thermometer when you're roasting a turkey?
Well, you want to try to be careful not to touch bone. So I like to insert I insert it once in the thigh and try to get into the fleshy area and go down so that, you know, at least an inch or so of the thermometer shaft is into the bird. And now this is with one of the little instant reads. Some people, and now on the breast, I insert it there also. So I like to check both places, check the temperature of the leg and thigh, and check the temperature on the breast. Now, the big fat-based thermometers go into the bird, and I would say they would have to go into the breast portion of the bird and can remain in during the whole cooking time. The important thing to remember is that that temperature is going to increase after you take the bird out of the oven. So be sure to get the bird out before it reaches your maximum temperature.
Why is the temperature going to increase after you take it out of the hot oven?
Oh, because, the outside of that bird was super hot, and that heat is still being conducted from layer to layer to layer inward. And a big turkey could increase easily 10 degrees after it comes out of the oven. So you want to be sure to get it out 10 degrees before you really want it.
What temperature do you look for?
Now, we're the FDA absolutely insists on 180 degrees. So this would mean get it out at 170. I think the breast is way too dry at that, and I'm willing to take my risk personally to go a little lower on that. I hate to cook a turkey breast over 160.
And you've never been sued by your guests?
They've all survived.
They've all survived.
Goodness, Terry.
Okay. My guest is Shirley Carrier, and she is a cook, a food writer, and an expert on the science of cooking. Now, for people who want to make, say, an interesting potato dish.
Yes.
For Thanksgiving, what would you recommend?
Well, my grandmother's old-fashioned grated sweet potato pudding is sensational. It's totally different from any of the modern sweet potato dishes. You grate the sweet potatoes raw, and actually what you do, you can do it in a processor just with the chopping knife and chop it with quick on-offs until the pieces are small like rice. And you stir these raw chopped sweet potatoes with a cup of brown sugar and a cup of half and half or cream. My grandmother used, her whole milk on the farm. And 2 teaspoons of dry ginger, and I think a little salt, and a tablespoon of cornmeal, and 1 egg. And stir this together and bake. It's a deep brown and a very unusual texture, but it's a truly old, old dish. I know some of my students make it every year for Christmas and Thanksgiving, and one took a big plate over to a nearby nursing home. And she said one of the little ladies who was in her 90s, when she started eating it, that tears rolled down her cheeks. She said, I haven't had this dish since I was a little girl. Another great family tip I'd love to pass on.
Please, yeah.
My mother made the best gravy imaginable.
Yes, I should ask you about gravy. Go ahead.
Well, I thought I watched her, and I thought I knew exactly how she did it. But what I missed all these years was that she would take out 1 or 2 cups of the raw dressing mix, before when she mixed it up and put it in the pan. She would save 1 or 2 cups and add that to the gravy to thicken it. And it was marvelous. You don't realize it's there, but the gravy has then all the wonderful flavors and the, sage and herbs and onions and celery that you had in the dressing, are in there. And it's just a wonderful touch.
So when you say that your mother added dressing to the gravy, this she would add some of the stuffing to the gravy?
Yes, the raw stuffing before it's baked.
The raw stuffing.
The
okay.
raw stuffing, which, is composed of the breadcrumbs and herbs and onion and celery. So she would put that raw stuffing into the drippings and the gravy, and it would thicken so much nicer than just cornstarch or flour alone.
Well, I want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you, and I certainly wish everyone good luck with their turkey and cakes and pies.
Shirley Corrier's book is Cookwise, The Hows and Whys of Successful Cooking.